Welcome to the Christian Publishing Review, where we take a closer look at new books coming from today's faith culture. In this edition, we'll hear from best-selling author Beth Moore about her new book, David, 90 Days with a Heart Like His. Next, we'll join Taylor Field, author of the new novel, Squat. It all starts right now, here on the Christian Publishing Review. Beth Moore, best-selling author, has an undeniable gift for insightful Bible character studies. David, 90 Days with a Heart Like His, introduces the new Personal Reflection series, where Beth's most loved books are expanded into 90-day experiences that include thoughtful questions, journal space, and an audio CD. Let's listen now to a message from Beth Moore, author of David, 90 Days with a Heart Like His. Available online at www.bhpublishinggroup.com.
In 1 Samuel 13, it says in verse 14, "But now your kingdom will not endure," and these words are to Saul, "the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart." Perhaps that's the most familiar phrase you've ever heard regarding King David. And it's the first glimpse we ever see of him as he says he's going to choose a man after God's own heart. I want you to realize over the course of our times together that God has a very direct purpose for your life, that He placed you in this generation before the foundation of the world when He knew your name. The Word of God tells us there's a time to be born and a time to die, and you've been placed here in this generation with a plan that He is unfolding that has something to do with this generation. And in our own minds, we would never be able to figure that. It would never even make sense. It is not for us to direct our own steps. It's for us to fall under the umbrella of God's authority, and we will learn that through the life and times of David. I want to discuss some things with you before we close today. Because as I stand before you, anticipating what we have ahead, of course, I've already been through this journey with God, studying the life of David. There are so many things I would want to tell you in advance or ahead for you, but I'll let you find those things out for yourself. But one thing I can tell you, there are going to be a lot of times that you would be more comfortable to close it, set it to the side, and not come back to Bible study. And I want you even to smile at those times and think to yourself, Beth warned me I would feel exactly this way. Because there are many times through the course of this study that you'll be comforted by God's Word. But there are going to be many other times you'll be completely confronted by God's Word. There are things in this study that aren't necessarily pretty, but they're pertinent. Things that are difficult to study. Because not only will you see David's life, but you'll see David's God, and we'll see ourselves. I guess that was the part that was most confrontational to me, that in many of these figures, I saw myself. I saw my own weaknesses, but I also saw what could happen with my life and my heart if I would really let God have me completely. So I encourage you, no matter how tempted you are at times, because it gets tough, to set it to the side and think, whoa, this one gets in too deep. Don't do it. Let God have His way. Let Him finish what He started in you. As we close today, I want to pray a prayer with you of commitment. And I pray that as you are reflecting, that you will do exactly the same, that you'll join me in this commitment, because that's what it's going to take. This is a journey, and we'll take this one together. And we want to be willing for God to say whatever He needs to say, for God to do whatever He needs to do. We'll have many times that we're going to laugh together over the course of this study. There are some very amusing points, very amusing encounters in 1 and 2 Samuel. We'll have times that we'll cry. We'll have times that we'll think. We may even have times that we'll lay awake. But I will tell you, God will do a work in your life if you'll stick with it. And I pray today for you to commit with me that we will see this study to its completion, and we will allow God to do something with our hearts that we have never experienced in our lives. Would you pray with me? Our precious God, our miracle-working God, our transforming Redeemer. Oh, Father, how I pray over every life, over faces that I may never see, over names I may never know. God, I pray for every single individual that holds this study in their hands. God, I pray for you to take the anointing of David and for you to pour it over every one of our heads and transform our lives dramatically. I pray in such ways, Father, that we may never know, but ways that are evidence to the people in our lives in just moments. God, would you give us the courage that it's going to take for you to really do what you want to do with this study? For us to really allow you in and give you complete freedom to do what you want to do. Now, I have to believe, based on your word, that you chose for us to do this. This is not something we just worked into our schedule, but it's something that you chose for us. And God, how I pray that we'll have the courage to give you our hearts and ask you to remodel it after your own.
That was author Beth Moore discussing her new book, David, 90 Days with a Heart Like His, here on the Christian Publishing Review. Learn more at www.bhpublishinggroup.com. Award-winning author Taylor Field has worked since 1986 in the inner city of New York, where he is pastor of East Seventh Baptist Church. His new novel, Squat, reflects the reality of life in Manhattan's East Village. In the shadow of Wall Street's wealth, homeless people live in abandoned buildings known as squats. And in the wild 24-hour passage of literary time that is Squat, one young homeless man begins to believe that his life may actually amount to something. Listen now to Taylor Field discuss life on the Lower East Side and the characters of Squat. You can learn more about this book at www.squatbook.com.
I'm Taylor Field here in the Lower East Side of New York City. I've written a novel called Squat. Now, in the Lower East Side, squat is not really a verb. It's a noun. You live in a squat. Sometimes you don't care squat. You don't do squat. Maybe you don't even know squat. I chose to tell this story in a novel format because as a pastor here for the last 20 years, I had a chance to think and reflect on the experience. When I first got here to the Lower East Side, I was overwhelmed. There were trash cans on fire, people walking around with hatchets in their belts, abandoned buildings up and down the road. This place here, where there's an abandoned building, the place next door was, behind me was a tent city, in front there's more abandoned buildings. But in reality, there's no such thing as an abandoned building in the Lower East Side because each one was occupied. And they are called squats. They are occupied by squatters. And so as I work with people that lived in squatter buildings, abandoned buildings, I began to realize that God was working there in a special way. And that's what I wrote about in this book. In the Lower East Side, the name's an important thing. It tells who you are. It's often not your legal name. Squid is a character. He's a young man. He's had a difficult time, and I met many people like this here. Ran away from home and came and lived in abandoned buildings here. And I wanted to talk about what that felt like to be someone in that situation, to see the world in those through those eyes. Unc is a person who wears a blanket, drinks a lot, begs, and reads a lot. He's someone that I've seen a lot of, that kind of person. And so, as I talked about Unc, I really wanted him to help share some of the challenges when someone from faith comes here. And he would challenge the people that had faith in Christ and expressed a very common opinion from the people in this neighborhood. Rachel is a young woman who has a heart to serve others. She works in a mission in the inner city, has a great sense of humor, and has that unique ability to make people feel like they're a person. There's a person named Jason who comes to help out for the summer. And I think that Jason epitomizes both the best and worst in us. His desire is to do something good for others. He's challenged while he's here to think about what he's really doing. Is it for himself or for other people? He epitomizes some of the conflicts in a lot of people and some of the conflicts, quite honestly, in myself. In the novel, one of the key questions is, will Squid make it through the day? And one of my aims was for people to see, even though his experience is very different, that there are some issues that are actually the same, as he's in a search really for his own identity and the treasures of himself and his relationship with God. And those issues are real here in the Lower East Side, as with other readers that may be reading the book. As I look back at the book now, I do see myself in a number of the characters. I see myself in Squid being somewhat obsessive compulsive about things, being concerned about what people think of me, being nervous about things in life. I see myself in Jason wanting to help others, but also feeling all the conflicts of that, of not wanting to stay too long in that place. I see myself in Unk, who is someone who really just wants to be left alone and read. And I see myself in Rachel, that sometimes if you can find some reason to laugh about things, you can survive a lot. At the end of the book, for me it is a redeeming ending, but it's not unqualified victory. There's difficulties and loss. And for me, that's a little bit what life is like. Writing the book was during a changing time in my life, and it was a process of looking back so I could look forward. Some of the things I look back at are not happy. Most of the squatters that I knew at that time are already dead. But also, as I wrote about it, I felt a great deal of gratitude, because I think that in each one of these places, God's grace came through. Sometimes when things are so terrible and difficult, that you continue to live as a Christian, but it's a muffled victory. One of the purposes of the novel is for Christians to see again some of the things that are right around us. You know, where I'm sitting right now, we are about 20 blocks from Wall Street, where some of the greatest resources flow from all the world. It is puzzling to me that here, just 20 blocks away, I see children that can't read, people with very few resources, even though they're very close. And I doubt that the people that are there at Wall Street really realize what's happening. Proverbs chapter 21:13 says, if you close your ears to the cry of the poor, then you will cry out and not be heard. I do think that's one of the calls and one of the purposes of the novel, is to help Christians think again about some of the things that are happening right around us. This isn't happening in a foreign country. It's happening right next to us. And my prayer would be that as a person reads this, perhaps it would open their eyes a little bit to the people in their neighborhood that may be the forgotten people or the ones who live in the twilight.
That's Taylor Field discussing his new novel, Squat, here on the Christian Publishing Review. You can learn more about this book, as well as read reviews and sample chapters online at www.squatbook.com. You've been listening to the Christian Publishing Review, sponsored by B&H Publishing Group. Learn more online at www.bhpublishinggroup.com. And thanks so much for joining us.